B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Gino.
So I went on a couple of dates with this woman named Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really great. She's a really good sense of humor. And we have a lot of chemistry. But I think it was our third date, she just stopped getting back to my calls and my texts. And I don't know what to do. So I thought, you know, maybe you can help me out.
Mm. Do you think maybe that after your last date, she fell asleep and just never woke up?
I hope not, because I like her a lot.
The hell kind of question is that?
That's my way of saying he sounds extremely boring.
Oh,
could you imagine
being
on a date with this guy?
Listen.
Remember the guy that we talked to that fell asleep while the woman was giving a speech?
Yeah.
I feel like the person going on a date with Gino would fall asleep while Gino's telling them about his life.
Wow.
He could be nervous. Leave him alone.
Gino, please tell me you're nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
He's not nervous.
Oh, God, he's just boring. But, hey, maybe that's not it. Maybe she likes things like watching paint dry or talking to tubes of toothpaste and things of that nature. Okay,
wow.
So what do you think, if you had a guess why she's not hitting you back, what would you say?
Maybe she got the sense that I'm looking for something kind of serious, and maybe she was nervous about, you know, taking it to that next level.
Commitment phobia. Gotcha. All right, well, we shall call her next. All right, Gino?
Great. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to a gentleman by the name of Gino, a.k.a. Captain Charisma.
It was just so mean.
Just leaking out of him. If you heard us talk to Gino, then wake up! Because Gino was boring. He was telling us how he went out with this girl, Sarah.
You know he's on the phone, right? He can hear everything you're saying.
He don't care.
I'm trying to get something out of him. Maybe anger will ignite him or something. Okay, so he went out with Sarah a couple times. He thinks the reason that she's not getting back to him could be he's at a different stage. He wants a commitment. She might not be ready for a commitment. So anyway, let's call Sarah and see what she says.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah, sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. Mm-hmm. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just... we're calling you... It's a good thing why we're calling you. We got your phone number from somebody, and I can explain it to you if you just let me.
What is this?
Okay, so... So we're calling you from a radio station, but we got your phone number from a gentleman who would like to take you out on a date. And you know who he is. I'm going to tell you his name. But first, let me tell you, the reason we're calling you is because if you say
wait,
yes...
what radio station is it?
Oh, my God.
This is so awesome.
This is going to
ruin my day. Ramiro wants to gouge his eyes out right now.
Hot 96.9. Just let me explain. So, okay, the reason we're calling you is because a gentleman that you know told us that he would like to take you out on a date. And if you say yes, we'll let you pick the date, the day, the time, the place, all that stuff. We'll pay for everything and just see if you and this guy hit it off. And like I said, it's not a joke. We're going to tell you his name if this sounds interesting.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, so what's your first reaction when I say Gino?
Oh, no. Fuck no. That guy's a... loser. Are you kidding me?
I know. Wow.
I agree.
Tell us how you really feel.
Can you tell us why, though? Because, I mean, I think I know.
No, this guy is totally worthless. We're on a date, and he's telling me about this charity he's raising money for.
Yeah.
And he's like 6'4", and he's going door to door selling candy bars. He's telling me on the date, hey, I want you to buy one of these candy bars. And it's not a box of candy bars. It's like one candy bar. Like, what a loser.
Selling one candy bar.
How do you sell just one?
Right.
Or is he like going to one, nobody wants it, and he's taking the... Well,
and it's like $2 for the candy bar. You're going to take you 50 years. What a loser.
Hold on. I mean, it doesn't sound like he's a bad guy. It sounds like he's doing a good thing.
Right, like your dude's trying to raise money for a charity, and you're giving him crap for it.
How about we let him explain? Sarah, Gino is on the phone and he heard what you said.
Oh, God.
Gino.
I don't want to talk to this.
Hey, Sarah. I sell those candy bars just to raise money to help children that are homeless.
Oh,
pathetic, dude. It's so pathetic.
See, real quick, because I get this. Like, I coach cheerleading, and I have about a couple hundred kids that we make it mandatory. They go around and they sell boxes of candy.
Yes.
And each kid has to sell two boxes for like $3 a candy bar, and there's like 40 candy bars in a box.
Right, right.
You're saying you're going around, you're selling one candy bar? I'm sorry, I'm lost. I don't understand.
Picture a giant man walking up to you asking if you want to buy a candy bar.
A lot of people sell one candy bar at a time.
Okay, and how long have you been selling these candy bars?
About 3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks, uh-huh. And how many candy bars have you sold in those 3 weeks?
One so far.
One. Okay.
There was a guy today who said to come back tomorrow. And I was hoping that.
All right. I don't get this, but have you at least gotten donations from people too? Or is just one candy?
Well, the one candy, the guy wrote me a check for $20, so I thought it was making a lot, and then the check bounced.
Oh man, listen, okay. Hey, okay, I just gotta ask. Okay, Sarah, do you wanna go out with Gino again or not?
I think not.
Do you think not? Okay. Okay, well, Gino, I got some bad news and some good news. Okay? The bad news is Sarah is unfortunately busy on the day you'd like to take her out, so she's not available. But the good news is, how many candy bars do you have left?
I sold one, so it's nine.
I'll buy one.
Yeah, you know what? We'll buy the rest of these damn candy bars. How about that? We'll give you like $25, $30. We'll buy the rest of your candy bars, all right?
Okay, we're not a check this time. Last
oh, my God. Listen, we're trying to just hold
on. Take the money.
Hold on the phone.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
You know, they say you can tell a lot about a person's personality by the way that they act towards a server when you're out, you know, in a restaurant. That is true. However, they're still in front of people when they're behaving. If you really want to know about a person, get in the car with them and let them drive and get stuck in traffic and see how they act. That's how you can tell how a person really is. You'll see what I'm talking about when you listen to the second date update at 8:10 Monday morning.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.